This is Chaitanya Bhagavat class, September 4th, 2010, Hansi Lila, Chapter 1. Meeting again in the house of Sri Dvaitacharya. We left off in last class. Our Lord Chaitanya took sannyas in Katwa from Kesava Bharati, and then he spent the whole night dancing with Kesava Bharati and absorbed in Brajabhav. And next morning when he came to Bhaya Prakash, external consciousness, he asked his guru for permission to leave, and he said, "I must enter the forest to search for Sri Krishna, more Prananath. Prananatha Mora Krishna Chandra Panajata, O Gurudev, I must enter the forest to search for Sri Krishna Chandra, the Lord of my life. Mat Prananath, Mora Prananath." So this is the very first day of his sannyas at the age of 24. Lord Chaitanya spent the next 24 years searching for his Prananath, to save Anatparaha, no one other than his Prananath. And of course, a handful of people were there when he took sannyas, Nityananda Chandrasekhar, Mukunda. Mukunda was dispatched by the Lord to return to Mayapur and tell everyone the news. And we left off where when Lord Chaitanya left him, Chandrasekhar fell unconscious. It's text 32, chapter 1. Shaneka Chaitanya Pai Sri Chandra Shekhar Navadvipa Pratitino Gelena Sattvara. Regaining consciousness, Sri Chandra Shekhar immediately left for Navadvip. Tabe Navadvipe Chandra Shekhara Aila Sabastani Kailena Prabhu Vane Gela. Arriving in Navadvip, Chandra Shekhar met everyone and said, "Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas. Sri Chandrasekhara Mukhe Shuni Bhaktagana Artanada Karisabe Karina Krandan." Hearing this news, all the devotees began to cry pathetically. Kotimukha Haileo Se Sabha Vilap Varnite Napari Se Sabhara Anotap. I, Vrindavan Das Thakur, even if I had millions of mouths, I could never describe the depth of the lamentation and repentance, the vilap and anutap. Anutap means repentance, and vilap, lamentation. I could never describe the immense lamentation and repentance all the Nadia Vasis felt. Advaita Balaye Moranai Rahi Jivan Vidare Pashana Kashta Shuni Se Krandan. When Advaita Prabhu heard this news, he said, "I cannot remain alive. Na Rahi Jivan." He cried so much that even stone and wood would melt. Advaita Shuniva Matra Haila Murchita Prana Nahi Dehi Prabhu Padila Bhumita. Hearing this news, Advaita cried out, "I cannot remain alive any longer," and fell unconscious to the ground with no sign of life remaining in his body. Shachi Devi Shoke Rahilena Jadahaya Kritrima Putali Jena Ache Dhandaya. In lamentation, Mother Shachi became stunned. She stood there like an artificial doll. Like a stick. Danda. Bhakta Patni Yarajata Pativratagan Bhumite Padiya Sabe Karina Krandan. The wives of the devotees and other chaste ladies fell to the ground crying. Advaita Balaye araki karya jivani sehina takurmor chadi lajakani. Advaita Prabhu said, what is the use of this life when such a Lord Thakur has left me? Pravishta haimo aji sarvata gangai dine loke dhari beka chalimu nishai. I will drown myself in the Ganga. People will stop me during the day, so I will go at night and finish the job. He mata virahe sakala bhakta ganna sabhara hoila bara chitta uchatan. In this way, the hearts of all the devotees were agitated with separation. Kon mate chitte keya swastya nahi pai deya edi bhare sabe chahina sadhai. The Nadia Bhaktas could not find any means to pacify their hearts. They all simply wanted to give up their lives. Jadyapya sabe parama mahadir tavukeya kahare karite nare stir. They were all very mahadir, very sober, controlled. None of them were able to pacify any of the others. Bhaktagan dehatyag bhavila nishchai jani sava prabodhi akashe vanehai. When the devotees all resolved to give up their bodies, they heard solacing words from a voice in the sky, Akashvani Hai. Akashvani Hai. The voice from the sky addressing all the Nadiyavasis said, Dukana Bhavya Advait Adi Bhaktagan Sabe Suke Kara Krishna Chandra Aradan. O devotees, Bhaktagan, Adi Advaita, beginning with Advaita, don't feel sad and unhappy. You should all happily engage in worshipping Lord Krishna, Krishna Chandra Aradan. Suke, happily, joyfully worship Krishna Chandra. Se Prabhu Edina Dui Chari Vyaje Asya Miliva Toma Sabara Maje. Mahaprabhu will return and meet you in 2 or 4 days. Deyatyaga Keo Kichu Naba Vyaman Purvavat Sabe Vihar Ibe Prabhu San. Don't think about giving up your bodies. You will again enjoy pastimes with Mahaprabhu like before. Chuniya Kashavani Sarvabhaktagan Teyatyaga Prati Sabe Chadi Lenaman. After hearing the Akashvani, the devotees abandoned their suicide plan. Karyavalambana Prabhur Guna Nam Shachivedi Bhaktagan Take Aviram. Taking solace in Mahaprabhu's qualities and names, the devotees constantly associate with Mother Shachi. Tavegora Chandra Sanya Sira Chudamani Chalila Paschima Mukke Kari Haridwani. Shortly later, Gora Chandra, Sannyasi Chudamani, the crest jewel of sannyasis, headed west while chanting the name of Hari. Hari Hari Dwani, Hari Hari. Nityananda Garadhara Mukunda Samhati Govinda Paschate Agre Keshava Bharati. Mahaprabhu's sannyas guru, Keshava Bharati, walked before the Lord. Govinda walked behind the Lord. Nityananda Garadhara Mukunda walked beside Mahaprabhu. Chalilena Macha Prabhu Matta Singha Prai Lakshakoti Loka Khandi Pache Pache Dhai. As Mahaprabhu walked like a maddened lion, millions of people followed behind crying. Chaturdige loka kandi bhana bangi jai sabare karina prabhu kripa amayai. People cried and trampled down the forest as they came rushing from all directions. Mahaprabhu bestowed his mercy on all of them. And he said, Sabe grihe jahagya laha krishna nam sabara hoka krishna chandra dana pran. Return to your homes and chant the names of Krishna, Krishna nam. May Krishna Chandra become your wealth and life. Many devotees began following Gaurasundar into the forest. Go back home and worship the Lord, chant his names, and soon you'll understand that Krishna Chandra is the Don and Pran, is your only wealth and life. The demigods, who are such high beings, even they are cheated from the mellows of Krishna consciousness. But you are mere mortal beings of the earth, and I bless you that the rasas of Krishna consciousness will enter within you. Mahaprabhu continued blessing them. Brahma Shiva Shukadi Jay Rasa Vanchakare Hina Rasa Hokatoma Sabare Sharire. May your bodies be filled with the mellows of love, ras, desired by great demigods like Brahma, Shiva, and Shukadev. Barashuni Sravaloka Kande Uchai Swade Paravasha Praya Sabe Ailana Gare. Hearing Mahaprabhu's benediction, everyone cried loudly. And they returned to their homes. They appear to be controlled by someone else. Radeyasi Gora Chandra Haila Pravesh Adyapiyase Bhage Danya Radadesh. Gora Chandra then entered the province of Radesh, which as a result of good fortune is glorified even today. Radha Desha Bhumi Jata Dekite Sundar Chaturdike Ashwata Mandali Manohar. The land of Radha Desh was beautified with enchanting banyan trees in all directions. Swabhava Sundarastan Shobe Ghabigan Dekiya Vishta Prabhu Hayase Ikshan. Seeing the herds of cows in a beautiful natural setting, Mahaprabhu became absorbed in ecstasy. Hari Hari Bali Prabhu Arambila Nirtya Chaturdike Sankirtan Kari Savabritya. Mahaprabhu danced and chanted Hari Hari. All his servants surrounded him and performed Nam Sankirtan. Hunkara Garjankari Vaikuntara Hai Jagatera Chittavritti Shuni Shodapai. The hearts of all the people in the world became purified on hearing the loud roaring of Vaikuntha Rai. He Mata Prabhu Dhanya Kari Radadesh Sarapate Chalilena Kari Nritya Vesh. In this way, Chaitanya Dev made Radhadesh glorious by dancing in ecstasy on the various footpaths there. He danced down the road in ecstatic love. Prabhu Bali, Rakeshara Achena Jebani, Tatai Jaimu Muni Takimu Nirjani. Mahaprabhu said, I will go to the forest where Rakeshara is situated and stay there in solitude. This is referring to a particular Shiva deity, Vrakreshwara Mahadev. Vrakreshwara is a form of Lord Shiva. Eteka Baliya Prema Veshe Chali Jai Nityananda Adi Sava Pache Pache Dai. After saying thus, Mahaprabhu proceeded on an ecstatic love, Prema Vesh. Nityananda and others followed behind the Lord. Adbhuta Prabhura Nritya Adbhuta Kirtan Shunimacha Dahya Aise Sarvajan. Seeing Gauranga's wonderful dancing, and hearing the wonderful kirtan, everyone came running. Sarvajanaya, to this place of Rukreshwara Mahadev, where Lord Chaitanya wanted to stay, is considered a Shakti Peet. There are many Shakti Peets around India, or at least a few, very significant places of pilgrimage for Shaivites and Shaktas, worshippers of Gauri Shankar, Shiva and Parvati. In a Daksha Yajna of her father, once Sati, the wife of Shiva, gave up her body, Shiva came and picked up her body and started dancing so madly it seemed the whole universe was going to be destroyed. Vishnu intervened by throwing his chakra and cut Sati's body into pieces. Wherever Sati's bodily parts fell, a temple was made, and these became pilgrimage sites for Shaktas, and they were called Shakti, or they're called Shakti Pits, Pits. Jadyapya kondeshe nahi sankirtan, keha nahi deke Krishna, premara krandan, tadapya prabordeki, advuta krandan, dandavatahaya padaye sarvajan. Although sankirtan had never been performed anywhere in that province, and no one had ever seen anyone shed tears of ecstatic love for Krishna, when people saw the Lord's wonderful crying, they fell to the ground offering him obeisances. Tati madhye keya keya atyanta pamar tarabali eta kene kandena vistar. Among the people that passed by seeing the Lord, there were a few atheists, and they said, why is he crying so much? Seho savajana eve prabhura kripai se prema sannariya kande ghari jai. But now, by Mahaprabhu's mercy, even these cheaters and wretched people, sinful people, by the Prabhav of Gauranga, they themselves began to roll on the ground and cry, just remembering Gaura's display of love. Sakala bhuvana ebe gai Gaura Chandra tatapiya sabe nahi gaya Bhutta Brinda. The entire world was now singing the glories of Gaura Chandra. Only some boots, only a group of boots, only some ghostly, haunted living entities did not chant the glories of Gaura Chandra. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Name, Vimukha Jayjana, Nishchaya Janiha Se Papi Bhuttagan. Know for certain that anyone who is averse or against the chanting of the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya is a sinful, ghostly haunted person. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Hinamate nirtirase vaikuntaranat nachiya jayena sava bhakta ganasat. In this way, Vaikunthanath Gauranga danced in ecstatic love while proceeding with the devotees. Dina avasheshe prabhu ekadanya grame rahilena punyavanta brahmana ashrame bhikshakari mahaprabhu karila shayan Chaturdige Vedaya Shuila Bhaktagan Praharak Kaneka Nisha Takite Thakur Savachari Palaya Gela Kotadhur Sheshe Sabayutiya Chayena Bhaktagan Nadekiya Prabhu Sabay Karena Krandan Sarvagrama Vichara Kariya Bhaktagan Prantara Bhumite Tabe Karila Gaman. At the end of the day, the Lord came to one fortunate village and remained in the house of one pious Brahmin. After accepting his meal, Mahaprabhu went to sleep, and the devotees slept around him. After 3 hours of the night remained, Mahaprabhu left everyone behind and went some distance away. Awaking, they could not find Mahaprabhu, and they cried. They searched the entire village, and then they eventually came to some vacant land outside the village. Nija prema rase vaikuntera adishwar prantare vrodana kari kare kari uchaiswar. In that vacant lot, the Adishvara, the original Lord of Vaikuntha, Mahaprabhu, was loudly crying in the mellows of his own ecstasy, Nija prema rase. Krishna re prabhu reyare Krishna mora bhap bhali rodan kari sarva jivanat. That Sarvajivanath, the Lord of all living entities, Gauranga, shed tears as he cried out, O Krishna, O Lord, O my beloved Krishna, Krishna Re Prabhu, Re Hare Krishna Mora Bhap. As Krishna is Akila Rasamrita Murti, the reservoir of all pleasure and the object of all rasas, Gaura Sundar is that same Swayamrupa Krishna. He's also Akila Rasamrita Murti. So Gaura Sundar, he can perform pastimes in all the different rasas. Sometimes Gauranga was in the mood of Dasya Bhav, and then he would address or call out to Krishna as Prabhu. Then when he was in the mood of a parent or parental love, Vatsalya Bhav, he would call out for Krishna as Bal Gopal. In this way, he taught various grades of living entities. Gauranga's crying and separation from Krishna, Krishna Viraha, indicated his intense desire to serve the Lord. Hena se dhakiya kande nyasi churamani kroshekera patta jaya roda neradhwani. The crest jewel of all sannyasis cried so loudly that people could hear 4 kilometers away the sound. Katto dure takiya sakala bhaktagan shunina praburati adbhuta rodan. From a distance, the devotees heard the Lord's wonderful crying. Shalilena save roda nera anusare dekilena save prabhu kande uchaiswade prabhura rodane kande sarva bhaktagan. Mukunda lagila tave karite kirtan shunya kirtana prabhu lagila nachite anande ghayena sabe vedi chari bite e mate sarvapat nachiya nachiya jayena paschima mukke anandita hana krosha chari sakale achena vakreshwar seistani firilena goranga sundar. The people followed the sound of Gaura's crying and found Gauranga crying loudly. The devotees cried with the Lord and Mukunda began kirtan. Hearing the kirtan, Mahaprabhu danced and the others joyfully sang with him and around him. In this way, Gauranga continually danced the entire way while happily proceeding towards Vakreshwara. When he was only 8 miles from the Vakreshwara Mahadev town, Gaura Sundar changed his directions. As the Lord was dancing and proceeding to the west, he suddenly headed back towards the east in his own happiness. Purva mukhe chaliya jayena nityaras ananta anande prabhu atta atta hase. Mahaprabhu joyfully danced towards the east and laughed wildly out of unlimited ecstasy. Baya prakashiya prabhu nija kutuhale balilena ami chali lana nila chale jagannatha prabhura haila agyamore nila chali tumi jhat aisa sattvare. Coming to external consciousness, Mahaprabhu enthusiastically said, I will go to Nilachala, I will go to Jagannath Puri. Lord Jagannath has ordered me. You should immediately come to Nilachala. Etavali chalilena, hai purva mukha, bhakta sabha pahilena, parananda sukha. After saying this, Mahaprabhu proceeded towards the east, and all the devotees felt transcendental happiness. Tana itchatinhose, janena sabe matra, tana anugrahe jane, tana kripa patra. Only Mahaprabhu knows his desire. One who has achieved his mercy can, by his mercy, also know the desire of Mahaprabhu. Kripa patra. Kiya chaya chali lena brakreshwara prati kinavwa na gela buje kahar shakati. Who can understand the desire that the Lord had while proceeding towards Brakreshwara, Mahadev, and why he did not go? Hina buji kari prabhu Brakreshwara vyaj. Tanya Karelena Sava Radera Samaj. Vrindavan Das Thakur surmises, my understanding is that Mahaprabhu made the entire land of Radadesh glorious on the pretext of going to Vrakreshwara. With a desire to shower love of God on the Radadesh residents, barren hearts that were devoid of loving devotional service, Mahaprabhu employed a strategy of wandering around Radadesh. Ganga Mukha Haiya Chalila Gora Chandra Niravadi Dehi Nija Premara Ananda. As Gora Chandra headed toward Ganga, his body constantly filled with his own ecstatic love, Nija Prema Ananda. Bhakti shunya sarvadesh na jane kirtan karo mukhe nahi krishna nam ucharan. All the places that Mahaprabhu passed through were devoid of bhakti. No one knew about kirtan and no one ever chanted the name of Krishna. Conditioned by maya, people against God totally forget Krishna's service. Rather than glorifying Krishna, they pass their days discussing worldly topics. Because they reject Hari Kirtan, they become engrossed in sense gratification, so much so they can't even utter the name of Krishna. The absence of topics related to Krishna in a desert devoid of devotional service results in the absence of the flood of ecstatic love. Prabhubali hina deshi ailana akine Krishna hina namakaro na shuni vadane kine hina deshe muni kariluna payan na rakimo deha muni chadone pran. Mahaprabhu said, why did I come to a place where no one chants the name of Krishna? Why did I come to such a place? I will not keep this body any longer. I will give up this life. When Sri Gaura Sundar went to a place where there was no Harigata, no discussions about Krishna, he felt he'd resolved to give up his life. I will give up my life. Because when one visits such a place where there is no Krishna Gata, one needs to undergo atonement. Hine samaye deno rake shishugan tara made shukriti achaye ekajan haridwani karite lagila achambita shunya haila prabhu ati harashita. Just then, one pious child among a group of coward boys started chanting Hari, Hari. Hearing that, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very pleased. Hari bolo, Hari bol vakya prabhu, shuni shishumuke, Vichara karite lagi lena mahasuke. When that child said Hari Bol, the Lord began to think. He became very happy, extremely happy. Began to think. This is the thinking of the Lord. Dina dui chari jata deki lana gram kaharo muketi nashunilun hari nam achambite shishumuke shuni hari dwani ki hetu ihara sabe kaha deki shuni ganga katadura ita Ganga katadura eta haite, savi balilena, eka prahaira pate. Prabhu bali, e mahima kevala gangara, hateva eta hari nama, namara prachara, gangara batasa asya lage eta, hateva shunilan hari guna ghata. The Lord was thinking after hearing that child chant Hari Bol. Mahaprabhu thought, I passed through so many villages in the last 4 days, and I haven't heard anyone vibrate the name of Hari. Now suddenly I'm hearing a small child chant the name of Hari. Why is this happening? And then the Lord inquired, how far is Ganga from here? And the children replied, it is about 3 hours from here. And the Lord said, this is the glory of Ganga. By her influence, one hears the holy names chanted here. The breezes coming from the Ganga are blowing here to this area. Therefore, because of the influence and prabhav of the Ganga, I have fortunately heard glorification of Hari's transcendental qualities. Wherever the Ganga flows, one will find preaching of Hari Bhakti. This is the glory of Ganga. The Ganga Jal is directly the nectar emanating from Sri Hari's feet, Sri Hari Charanamrita. Any person who is touched by the air flowing over those waters of the Ganga is qualified to perform Hari Kirtan. Until one is fixed in Krishna consciousness, his thirst for material enjoyment is not destroyed, and he does not develop a taste for glorification of Lord Krishna. Gangara Mahima Vyakya Karite Takur Ganga Pratyanuraga Bhadila Prachur. As Takur Garanga glorified the Ganga, Ganga Mahima, his attachment increased multifold. Prabhu bale ajiyami sarvatta gangai majana karibeta bali chali jai. Today I will bathe in Ganga. Mata singha praya chali lena gora singha pachi dhai lena sava charanera bringa. The lion like Gauranga walked like a maddened lion, and the bee like servants of his lotus feet followed behind. Now for 10 pages, Vrindavan Das Thakur describes this Ganga Leela, this particular Ganga Leela of the Lord. And in so describing, he reveals so many glories, the Ganga Mahima, glorious position of Ma Ganga. Ma Ganga ki, Gange, 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 Ganga darashana veshe praburagaman, nagalina paya geha, Jata Bhaktagan, anxious to see the Ganga, Sri Krishna Chaitanya walked so quickly that the devotees could not keep up with him. Sabeke Nityananda Singha Kari Sange, Sandhya Kale Ganga Tire Aile Na Arange. Only lion-like Nityananda went with him, and the Lord joyfully arrived on the bank of the Ganga that evening. Nityananda Sange Kari Gangaya Majan, Ganga, Ganga, Bale, Bahu, Karila, Stavan. Ganga, Ganga. Nityananda Gaur Nitai bathed that evening and kept repeatedly recited the name of Ganga while offering many prayers to the Ganga. Ganga, Ganga, Ganga. And also crying. Purna kari kari lena ganga jala pan. Puna puna stuti kari kari na pranam. Gauranga drank the water of the Ganga to his full satisfaction. Ganga jala pan. Puna puna. After repeatedly reciting prayers, he offered obeisances. These are Gauranga's prayers to the Ganga. The Lord offered so many beautiful prayers which are contained here, written here and revealed here by Vrindavan Das Thakur. These are Lord Gauranga's personal stutis, the Ganga Mahima by Lord Gauranga. Prema rasa swarupa tomara divya jal, Shiva se tomara tatva janena sakal, Satkrit tomara nam karile shavan, Tara Vishnu bhakti hai ki puna bhakshan, Tomara prasade se Sri Krishna hena nam, Spurye jivera mukte itte nahyan, Kita pakshi kukura, Shrighala jadi hai, Tarapita mara jadi nikate vasai, Tarapita hara jata, Bhagjera mahima, Anyatra kotishvara nahitara sama, Patita tarite se tomara avatar, Tomara samana tumi bai nahiyar. O Ganga, your divine water is a manifestation of the mellows of ecstatic love, Premaras Sarup. Your glories are known to Lord Shiva. Because Ganga is directly related to Krishna, Ganga is a manifestation of Krishna Premaras. That great devotee of the Lord, Rudra, holds his Premaras on his own head. One attains devotional service, Vishnu Bhakti, simply by hearing your name even once. What to speak of drinking your water? Gange, Gange, Gange. Simply by drinking Ganga Jal, one attains supreme auspiciousness. If one hears the name Ganga even once, a living entity's propensity for serving Krishna is awakened. By the mercy of Ganga, a living entity becomes qualified to chant the name of Lord Krishna. Tomara Prasad Sri Krishna Nam. By your mercy, Gauranga said, a living entity becomes qualified to chant the name of Krishna. There is no doubt about this. Nam Spurti Jivera Mukhe. Krishna's name manifests in the tongue of that jiva. Gauranga goes on to glorify. The good fortune of a wealthy person who lives elsewhere cannot be equated with the good fortune of insects, birds, dogs, or jackals that reside near you, Ganga Devi. Wild animals, birds, insects, and moths, butterflies, who live on the banks of the Ganga are extremely fortunate. People that live in places where the Ganga does not flow are not as fortunate, even if they are wealthy. O Ganga, you have incarnated to deliver the fallen souls. There is no one equal to you, Tomara Avatar, Patita Tarite. The Patit Tarite, you deliver the fallen. E Mata Stuti Kare Sri Igora Sundar, Shunya Janavi Devi, Lajita Antara. When Gora Sundar offered prayers in this way, Janavi Devi Ganga felt embarrassed. Bhakti Santa Saraswati offers his glorification of Janavi Ganga Devi and the purport. He quotes Sri Jiva Goswami, Krishna Sandarbha 68. Yoso Niranjano Devash Chit Sarupa Janardana Seva Drava Rupena Gangambo Natra Samshaya. Lord Janardan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose possesses a chitsarup, a completely spiritual form, and is Niranjana. He's always free from material contact. He personally appears in the form the Ganga River. There is no doubt, na samshaya. And Sri Hari Bhakti Kalpalatika, it says, I think this is by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Ananda Nirjaramayam Aravinda Nabha Padaravinda Makaranda Maya Pravaham Tam Krishna Bhaktamiva Murti Matim Shavantim Vande Maheshwara Shiro Ruhakunda Malam Vande Maheshwara Shiro Ruhakunda Malam. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Ganga Devi. She is a cascade of bliss, a nectar stream from the feet of Hari, and she is Krishna Bhakti personified. Ganga is like a garland of jasmine flowers situated on the head of Shiva. This is from the Mahabharata, Vanaparva 85-90. Sarvam krite yuge punyam Treta-yam pushkara-smitam Tupare-tu kurukshetram Ganga-kali-juge-smita. In Satyuga, Krita-yuga, Sarvam-punyam, all the different holy places will give piety to one. But in Treta-yuga, Pushkar is most auspicious. In Dwapara Yuga, Kurukshetra is most auspicious, and the most auspicious holy place in Kali Yuga is the Ganga. And also in six verses later, Van Parva 85-96, Na Ganga Sadrisham Tirtham Na Deva Keshavatpara. There is no holy place like the Ganga, and there is no deity superior to Lord Keshava Sri Krishna. Je Prabhura Parapadme Vasati Gangar, Se Prabhu Karaye Stuti Hena Avatar. That Lord, that Prabhu, from whose lotus feet the Ganga emanates, offered prayers to the Ganga. Such are the characteristics of this incarnation of the Lord. Jai Shunaye Gorangera Ganga Jai Shunaye Gorangera Ganga Pratistuti Tanrahaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Ratimati. Anyone who hears the prayers Gauranga offered to the Ganga will develop attachment for the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Nityananda samhati se nisha se grame Achilena kona punya vantara ashrame. This way Gornitai stayed that night in that village in the house of a pious person. Tavayaradine katukshane bhaktagan asya paila sabe prabhura darshan. The next day, the devotees came and found Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Tave Prabhu Sarva Bhakta Ganakari Sange Nilachala Pratishubha Karile Narange. Accompanied by all his devotees, Gauranga happily departed for Nilachala Jagannath Puri. Prabhu Bali Shuna Nityananda Mahamati Satvare Chalaha Tumi Navadvipe Prati Shiva Sadikari Jata Sava Bhaktagan Sabara Karaha Gya Dukha Vimochan E Sava Kata Tumi Kahiyo Savare Ami Jaba Nila Chala Chandan Deki Bhare Sabara Pekshami Kari Shanti Pure Rahibhana Sri Advaita Charyera Gare Tan Sava Laya Tumi Asiva Satvare Ami Jai Haridasera Fulia Nagare. Mahaprabhu said, "Listen, Itai, go quickly to Navadvip. Pacify the distress of Srivas and the other devotees. Tell them I am going to see the moonlike lord of Nilachala, Nilachala Chandra Deki. I will wait for everyone in Shantipur at the home of Advaitacharya. Bring everyone there. I am now going to visit Haridas in Phuliagram. Nityananda Pattaya Sri Gaurasundara Chalilena Mahaprabhu Phulia Nagar. After dispatching Nityananda, Gaurasundara went to Phulia. Prabhura Gaya Mahamata Nityananda Navadipa Chalilena Paramananda. Following the order of Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, in an intoxicated state, went in great ecstasy to Navadvip, Mahamata, greatly intoxicated. Premarasi Mahamata, Nityananda Rai, Hunkara Garjana, Prabhukaraya Sarai. Nityananda was greatly intoxicated, mellows of ecstatic love, Premarasi Mahamata. He constantly roared loudly, Gauranga! Matasingha Praya Prabhu Anande Vivala Vidinishe Dhera Para Vihara Sakal. Nitai was overwhelmed in ecstasy like an intoxicated lion. His pastimes, Vidinisheda, are Para Vihara. They're completely transcendental to all the rules and regulations. Evam Bratasap. Evam Ratasva Priyanama Kirtya Jadana Rago Jutta Chituche Hasatyato Roditi Rotigayat Yun Madhavan Rityati Lokavaya. Bhagavatam 11.2.40. When a person is advanced in spiritual consciousness and enjoys chanting Krishna's name, who is very dear to him, he becomes agitated in love and loudly chants the name. He sometimes laughs, cries, and becomes agitated. And like a madman, not caring for outsiders, he chants and roars loudly. This describes Nityananda's behavior on the way to Navadvip. Shaneke kadamba vrikshe kari arohan bajai mohana veno tribanga mohan shaneke dekhiya goshte Garagari jai vatsa praya haya gabir gabir dugda kai apana apani sara patte nitya kare baya nahi jane dubi ananda sagare. Sometimes Nittai climb a kadamba tree and play enchanting melodies on a flute while standing in tribanga mohan. Bhajai mohan veno tribanga mohan. He would stand in the most bewildering and mind-captivating form. And Bhajai Mohan Veno, his Veno was so captivating and chanting when he did bhajan. Sometimes he would roll, gadgadi goshta, roll about the pasturing grounds, and sometimes he would drink milk from a cow just like a baby calf, dugda kai. Nittai danced the entire way to Navadvip. Sometimes he would lose external consciousness, then drown Dubi Ananda Sagari. He would drown in an ocean of ecstasy. Kakana vai patte vasi karina rodan ridaya vidhare taha karite shravan kakano hasina ati maha atahas kakano vashire vastra bhandi digavas kakana vashwanu Bhave ananta vavesh sarpa praya haya gangara srote bhase anantera bhave prabhu gangara bitare basiya jayena ati deki manohare achintya agamya nityanandera mahima tribhuvane advitya karunjara singha. Sometimes Nittai would sit in the middle of the road and cry in such a way that if anyone heard it, their hearts would break. He would loudly laugh and take off his cloth and wrap it around his head. In the mood, an ecstatic mood of Ananta Shesh, he would float in the current of the Ganga like a serpent. He looked most enchanting in that Ananta Bhav, continuously floating in the Ganga. Glories of Nityananda Ram are inconceivable, incomprehensible. His compassion, Karuna Simha, His compassion is unique within the three worlds. Hey Mata Ganga Made Basia Basia Navadripe Prabhu Ghate Utila Asia. While floating in a Ganga in this way, Nityananda finally arrived at Mahaprabhu Ghat, Lord Chaitanya's bathing ghat in Navadvip. Apanasam Vari Nityananda Mahashai Pratamayotilasi Prabhu Alai. After controlling himself, that great personality, Lord Nityananda, went straight to Mahaprabhu Bhari, the house of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Mishra Bhavan. Asya dekayai dvadasha upavas sabe krishna bhakti bali dehe acheshwas. When Ittai arrived, he saw Mother Sachi had been fasting for 12 days. She was surviving simply on the strength of her Krishna bhakti, because it had been 12 days since Mahaprabhu left Mayapur, and she didn't drink or eat any food for those 12 days. Yashodara bhave ai paramavival niravadi nayane vahaye premajal. Mother Sachi was absorbed in Yashoda bhav and overwhelmed, and constantly shed tears from her eyes. Jari deke ai tahari vartakai maturara loka ki tumara sabahai. Anyone she met, Mother Sachi asked, "Have you come from Mathura? Do you have any news about Krishna and Balaram? Kaha kaha Ramakrishna ache kimane baliya murchitahana palilatakani." Sachi would say, "Tell me, how are Krishna and Balaram?" And then she would fall unconsciousness on the ground. Shani baliai oi venu shinga bhaje akurai lakiba puna goshta maje. "Is that the sound of the flute and horn I hear?" said Mother Sachi. "Has Akura returned to Vrindavan?" And this mood is described in chapter 46 of the 10th canto, when the gopis meet Uddhava, when he came with a message from Mathura on behalf of Krishna. Api smarati na Krishna Mataram suridasakin Gopan brajam chatmanatam Gava Vrindavanam giriam. Abhyayasyati Govinda Swajanan Sakridikshitam Taridrakshyama Tadvaktram Sunasam Smitekshanam. O Uddhav, does Krishna remember us or his mother, friends and well-wishers? Does he remember the Gopas and Brajadam, of which he is the master? Does he remember the cows, Brajavan, or Govardhan Hill? Will Govinda ever come back once at least to see his family? And by chance, if he does that, we may glance upon his beautiful face with his beautiful eyes, nose, and smile. Sunasam, Susmitakshanam. Sunasam, Susmita, Suiksha. Beautiful nose, beautiful smile, beautiful eyes. Hey Mata Ai, Krishna Viraha Sagare. Dubhya chena bhaya nahikas sharire. Thus, Mother Sachi was Krishna Viraha Sagari, drowning in the Krishna Viraha Sagar, Dubhya. He was drowning the ocean of Krishna's separation, and she lost all external consciousness. Nityananda Prabhu Varahinai Samai Aira Charanayasi Dandavatahai. Just then Nityananda arrived and fell flat at the feet of Sachi. Nityanande Deki Sava Bhagavatagan Uchai Swari Lagilena Karita Krandan. When the Bhagavat Gan, when all the devotees saw Nittai, they cried loudly. Bap, bap, baliai, haila murchita, na janiye ke va padaye kon bita. Mother Shashi lost consciousness and repeatedly called out, Bap, bap, my son, my son. No one knew who fell in which direction. Nityananda Prabhu Vara Sabha Karikole, Sinchilena Sabara Sharira Premajale. Nityananda Prabhu embraced all the devotees and soaked their bodies with tears of love. Shuvavani Nityananda Kahina Sabare Satware Chalaha Sabe Prabhu Deki Bhare. Nitya informed everyone of the auspicious news that they could meet Gaur at Shantipur. And he said, let us go quickly to see Mahaprabhu. Shantipura Gila Prabhu, Acharyara Gare, Ami Ailana Toma Sabe Lai Bari. Mahaprabhu has gone to the house of Advaitacharya in Shantipur. I have come to take you all there. Chaitanya Virahe Jirna, Sarva Bhaktagan, Purna Haila Shuni Nitya Nandera Vachan. All the devotees were morose and Chaitanya Viraha. Intense separation feelings from Gauranga. But when they heard from Nityananda, they became joyful. Sabe haila ati anand. Sabe haila ati anande vival. Utila paramananda. Krishna kolahala. Everyone became overwhelmed with ecstasy and an ecstatic, tumultuous vibration of Krishna's names arose. Jedi vasa gila prabhu karita sanyas, sedi vasa haite aira up, sedi vasa haite aira upavas. From the day Mahaprabhu left to take sannyas, for 12 consecutive days, Mother Shachi had fasted. Dwadasha upasa tana nahika bhojan, chaitanya prabhave matra achaye jivan. Shachi survived simply by the influence Chaitanya Prabhava, her son, Lord Chaitanya. Deki Nityananda Bhara Dukita Antar, Aire Prabodhi Kahi, Madura Uttar. Nityananda felt great distress upon seeing Shachi, and he spoke some sweet words to pacify her heart. These are the words of Nityananda to Mother Shachi. Krishna rahasya kona na janava tumi, tomare vakiva kahi bare janiyami, tilar deko chitte nahi karila vishad, vedeyoki pai bena tomara prasad, vede janre niravadi kareyan veshan, se prabhu tomar putra sabara jivan. Hina Prabhu Bukke Hat Dia Panar Apane Sakalabhara Laila Tumar Vyavahara Paramarta Jateka Tumar Moradhaya Prabhu Bali Jache Bharabhar Bhalohaye Jay Mate Prabhu Se Bhalajane Suketaka Tumideha Samarpiatane Shigra Gya Karamata Krishna Randana Santosha Hokaibe Sarva Bhaktagan Tomarahasterani Sabakarash Tomara Upavase Se Krishna Upavas Tumi Jay Naivedya Kara Karila Randana Mohara ekanta tahe kahi baraman. Nitai said to Mother Shachi, O Shachi Mata, what Krishna rahasya, what confidential topics about Krishna are unknown to you? What do I know that I can tell you? Do not feel the slightest distress in your heart? Can the Vedas ever attain your mercy? He who is searched after by the Vedas is your son. Swayamrup Bhagavan is your eternal son. He is the life and soul of everyone. With his hand to his heart, that same Lord Bhagavan has sworn to personally take all responsibility for you. Mahaprabhu has repeatedly declared that he will look after all your worldly and spiritual requirements. Mahaprabhu knows best what is beneficial for everyone. Therefore, you should simply surrender to Mahaprabhu and live happily. You need not worry. Oh, Mother, satisfy all the devotees. Go quickly and cook for Krishna. Everyone longs to eat the food that has been cooked by you. When you fast, Krishna also fasts. Tomar upavas, Krishna upavas. Therefore, you should cook and prepare an offering. I have a strong desire to eat. Tabayai shuni nityanandera vachan pasari virahagela kariteyi randan. Hearing Nittai's words, Mother Shachi forgot her lamentation and started cooking. Krishnaranai vedya kari ai punyavati agrediya nityananda sarupera prati. After preparing the offering to Krishna, Punyavati Shachi, the pious Mother Shachi, placed the Mahaprasad before Nityananda. Tabayai sarva vaishnavere agredia karilena bhojana sabare santoshiya. Then Mother Shachi served the prasad to all the Vaishnavas. After satisfying everyone, Shachi sat down to eat the Mahaprasad. Parama santosha hai lena bhaktagan dvadasha upavase hai karila bhojan. The devotees were so pleased to see Mother Shachi finally broke her 12-day fast. Tabe sarva bhaktagan nityananda sange prabhu deki bhare sajja karilena range. All the devotees got ready to go with Lord Nityananda to see Mahaprabhu. Eva sava akyana jata navadvipa vasi shunilena gorachandra haila sanyasi. Soon everyone in Navadvipa, all the Navadvipa vasis, they heard, Gorachandra has taken sannyas. Shunya adbhuta nam Sri Krishna Chaitanya sarvaloka hari bale. Bale Danya Danya. When they heard Gauranga's wonderful name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, they all chanted the name of Hari and glorified him. Fuliya Nagare Prabhu Achena Shunya Dekite Chalila Sabha Lokaharshavana. Hearing the Lord was in Fuliya, everyone joyfully went to see Mahaprabhu. Kiba Brida Kiba Shishu Ki Purusha Nari Anande Chalila Sabe Bali Hari Hari. Old people, children, men and women, all happily departed for Fuliya while chanting the name of Hari. Purve Je Pashandi Sabha Karila Nendan Tarao Sapari Kari Karila Gaman. Even the Pashandis, the atheists who had previously blasphemed Gauranga, went with their families to see Mahaprabhu. Gudda rupe navadvipe labilena janma nabujiya ninda kari lana tana dharma eva lai giyatana charanesha ranna tabe sava aparara haibe khandan. Realizing that the Supreme Lord had secretly taken birth in Navadvipa, the Pashandis and atheists, they thought, without understanding his identity, We have blasphemed Mahaprabhu's activities. Now if we go to take shelter at his lotus feet, our offenses will be counteracted. He mate bali loka mahanande dhai. Hina nahi janni loka kata pate jai. Anantara buddha loka haila keya ghatte. Kejare karite para padila sankate. Keya bhande bhela keya. Gatta buke kare. Keyava kalara. Gacha Darya Santare. Seeing this, people rush to fully and great happiness. No one could understand how many different paths people were taking. Millions of people gathered at the boat landing. The boatman fell into a dilemma about how to get everyone across the river. Some people made makeshift boats out of banana tree trunks. Some took water pots and turned them upside down and floated across. And some simply swam across the river, taking support from the trunks of banana trees. No one could tell how many people there were. People crossed the river in any possible way they could imagine. They were really fired up to go see Lord Chaitanya. Garbhavati Nadi Chali Gana Shwasavai Chaitanjera Namakari Seya Parahai. The pregnant women were walking so fast they were breathing very heavily. Somehow they crossed the river while chanting the name of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Nam. Anda Konda Lokasabha Chali Sate Sate Chaitanjera Namete Pashasta Patadeki. The blind men and lame men, they walked together. They found their path was broad and open by the influence of Lord Chaitanya's name. Sahasra Sahasra Loka Eka Nai Naye Chari Katadura Gya Matra Noka Dubi Pare. Thousands of people would sit in one boat, and after going a short way into the river, the boat would turn over and capsize. Tata piya chitte keya bishara nakare. Base sarvaloka hari bali uchai swari. No one felt discouraged that the boat capsized and dumped them in the water. They simply floated in the river and loudly chanted the name of Hari. Hinase ananda janmi acheyantare sarvaloka base maha ananda sagari. Such ecstasy appeared in their hearts. They simply floated in an ocean of great ecstasy. The ecstatic ocean they felt to anticipate seeing Gauranga was, they were floating in that ecstasy and floated across the river the same way. Jaina Jani Santarite Seobase Suke Ishvara Prabhave Kula Payabina Duke. Those who do not know how to swim also happily floated. By the mercy of the Lord, Ishvara Prabhav, they reached the opposite shore without any distress. Katadike lokapara hayanahi jani savimatra chaturdike shuni haridwani. I don't know from how many directions people crossed the river. The name of Hari was all that was heard in the four directions. He mata anande chalila sabaloka pasariya shuddha trishna griha dharma shoka. In this way everyone forgot their hunger, thirst, household duties, and lamentation as they happily traveled to meet Mahaprabhu in Phulia. Aila sakalaloka Phulila nagare brahmanda spar shiya hari Bali Uchaiswari. When they got to Phulia, they all chanted the name of Hari so loudly that the vibration filled the universe. Shuniya Purva Ati Uchahari Dwani Bahira Haila Tabe Nyasi Shiromani. When the crest jewel of Sannyasi, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, heard the wonderful, tumultuous vibration of Hari's name, he came out to greet everyone.